It's James Brown, man.
Ow! I feel good!
Let me. Is this thing?
Yeah.
It's there. It's
there. Now you're on it, man. Nice to have you here today, Mr. Godfather, sir.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
I understand. Great to have you in town. Of course, you got a show to do tomorrow night, and shoot, I don't know. Where do we start talking about? Let's talk about the show tomorrow night, because I have a friend in Vegas who saw you there in early November and said it was a mother
living in America.
He said it was, he was pleasantly, I don't know why he was surprised.
Well, I tell you, it was a very strange and extraordinary experience for myself, because I go back with the days when Elvis and I were playing Vegas, and we were drawing astronomical crowds. Elvis had a different audience from myself. He had the rock and roll audience, and over the top 40, and I had the soul and the jazz, and a lot of things hadn't come together like these days. But since that time, God forbid, we saw that Elvis and I did, because we would have a real good time, not sure enough.
Yeah.
But we were able to see that same type of attitude that Elvis had at the Hilton years ago when we went to Ballast, that we had 5,100 seats. When I walked in the hall about 3 weeks before the show, and they said, this is where you're going to play. I looked around. You mean to tell me a casino got as many seats as the auditorium? I was thinking about that. So we went to work along with our constituents, our PR and public relations counselor, Ms. Bonnie Hilton Sweeney, and then some more of my people. We went together and kind of pushed it real hard, and we did a lot of things. We were lucky to do the Carson show, and then we did some other things, and kind of got it really on the right line, you know, and in the right direction. So the night of the show, at least I was excited, okay?
Yeah.
And it was odd to me, because we had to follow several acts there at that time. Luther Vandross across the street, Tom Jones was next door the same night, and you were losing the news, they were just left, and Oak Ridge had just left the same week.
Yeah, but you had a little special pull going for you down there, didn't you?
I don't know what it was, but I know one thing. I got on my knees and prayed to God.
Uh-huh.
We had 5,100 people in there. We sold it out, and we probably could have sold it out the second time. And that was the crowd ever in that place in Vegas, just for a concert.
It was?
Yeah, they'd never seen nothing like that. I think when we did Living in America with Rocky IV, in the Rocky IV movie,
yeah.
Stallone and myself, we were in town that time. That created a lot of excitement. But November 8th was unbelievable.
To have you back and do the full show.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I'd seen, you know.
Sound like you turned the place on a little bit. I mean,
well, we've been very lucky, you know. We have been drawing crowds that I can only thank God for. Extraordinary crowds, like the 60s, you know, like you would have seen when Beatles and Elvis were around. Thank God I'm still here, you know.
Yeah.
And I can still go out there and do those things. And to see a show well organized, like we got the dancers, I mean, you just get the, you know, you get the crazes when you see all this, and then we got the band, and they're doing all kind of routines, and we got backup singers, you know, and the people play real hard, and we sweat. It's not like the synthesizer thing.
So you ain't taking it easy these days.
No, in no kind of way. We're doing the dances and the splits and the shuffles and the slides and everything that we were doing in the past. So it brings show business back. And I feel that I owe that, not just to America, but to the world, and most of the young kids, because they need to see somebody not cheat them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, a fella come out and start spinning a record and lip-syncing and a lot of silly things.
Yeah.
They're not uniformed, and I don't understand that. We're uniformed in the max, you know, and tux and tails and...
How big's the band that you're bringing here?
Well,
to,
the band varies. Sometimes it's 15, 18, sometimes it's 20. I think tonight we'll probably have about 12 or 18 pieces in the band, but then you got the backup singers, which is like an orchestra by itself.
Yeah.
And then you, and the kind of instrument we use is so driving, so broad.
You still call the band, are they still the Flames, the Famous Flames?
No, the Famous Flames were the backup singers. Now we have the Bittersweets,
uh-huh.
who are females,
okay.
instead of male singers. But we have dancers, formerly someone from Solid Gold, and someone from other major shows, Broadway shows, and they came together, and we got a great, great team of dancers, unheard of. It's just fantastic.
And now
the show is really, You're like you're watching television from the early years with all the excitement, and everything is on cue. And I mean, just from nowhere, you see the girls appear, and all of a sudden, something else will happen. But it's not a lot of gimmicks and effects.
Yeah.
It's for real.
I hear you.
I mean, the sweat is there. You
uh-huh.
see?
Yeah, you still losing 7 pounds a show?
Well, I probably need to lose 20 pounds. But I guess I lose 4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, I swear to
God. Are you out on tour right now, or is this just kind of a special engagement, this thing?
This was kind of a special engagement lined up with a lot of strong people that wanted to see this area get that thriving kind of entertainment.
And, yeah.
Then along with our PR agents and counseling, journalists and everything, Miss Von Hilton Sweeney, we just kind of came in this area. We enjoy it. We're doing something in San Francisco that's very different. We're repeating a date at the Circle Star in San Francisco. We were there not quite 2 months ago, and it's already sold out.
Right-o.
And that's unheard of, you know. We just came off fantastic. We were having a lot of luck. Thank God we've just been doing great. And I'm really excited about the fact that I just finished a kind of a celebration with one of our ex-astronauts' daughters, Sonny Carter, who
right.
lost his life later.
Uh-huh.
He played Gravity and I Feel Good in the space shuttle.
Well, as a matter of fact, that leads me here to Vonnie sent me a fax the other day talking about how, what, recently in some some space shuttle mission, they played one of your new songs.
Yeah, the Atlantis space shuttle, they came in, Mr. Gregory, and they played Put a Little Love in Your Heart, which is kind of the message that we are trying to get across today. We see what happened to our kids and what happened to our community and how a lot of things are just going haywire. I feel that the country really needs everybody to be involved. You know, it's like Kennedy said, it's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Yeah.
And those things come together, you know. Those people spoke some great words, and that concept and that feeling has to continue on. This is our country. We must do everything we can for the kids and get them going. And telling them to go to school is one thing, but we got to teach each and every one to love each other.
Well,
and we got a lot of programs with that, a lot of things we're doing with that, and gestures that goes throughout our show. Because like the Bible said, how can you love me when you don't love your brother who you see every day and you never see me? That's what God said. So we try to keep those little thoughts in your mind. And if people can love each other, then everything else is gone. There's no problem with nothing else.
Well, that's one thing about you. You've never been shy about making a bold, or if it's a political statement or a philosophical statement, you've been ready to just put it right there and make it parts 1, 2, and 3.
Well, this country, you know, was not built off people standing back.
Yeah.
It took a lot of hard fighting in the way of wanting things to be less destructive. So you got to come forward. I mean, all of us have to come forward. You know, I'm strong about records that says the wrong things so the kids can get themselves in trouble, emulating it. And I'm very up on that. I mean, I'm a rightist when it comes to that, because I want to see things better for the kids that's coming behind us. Because these kids are our leaders.
Yeah.
Regardless of what we say, we won't be here tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, and then have to be taken over. So that we must fix the way they can handle it.
How's your new
drop the ball?
How's your new record doing anyway? I mean,
The new record is doing great. The thing about it is not just a America concentrated record. It's a world record. I just left England and France. And we've done, we just broke all records over and over again, and we were there just 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And we went right back again, and they want us to come back again, and we could do 50 dates on it if we wanted to, but there's always got to be a stopping point, because we got to get back to America sometime, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's a world record, and we do world press conferences. They want us to play the Ukraine. We got 5 days we can play there, and also they want us to play 10 days with the regular part of Russia. So that's 15 days in Russia. Australia is calling us, because this song, in this particular song, we mention all those places about loving. And they lack that attitude, because when you watch television today, you listen to a news broadcast on radio, and you see our newspapers. A lot of the news are not warm, and it's a little depressing to think that these things are happening. So if you create a good atmosphere, then a lot of these things will kind of just disappear.
Well, and people get a mixed bag of messages.
Put a little love in your soul.
And this, we should point out, this is not the old Jackie DeShannon song.
No, it's not.
This is a new song by you, right?
By James Brown.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. Do you have a couple more minutes? What's the schedule, Vonnie? How
you
we doing
got
here?
It. We're with you.
Okay. All right. I've got, I got a couple of questions from listeners. Can you handle a couple of those?
I can handle it.
We got, I said, if you've got a question you'd like to ask Mr. James Brown, and a few people called in. So if you're ready for some intense, hard-hitting questions from listeners, like do you ski?
No, I don't ski. I want to roller ski. But I love skiing.
Well, no, because you had, you were in a ski movie,
well,
right?
Well, I, smash yeah, hit? But I like to do a little thing to myself there. You know, I like to do the split when I wouldn't intend to do it, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great thing. Now, my attorney, he's with me. He can ski. But I can't ski.
Because I was at some Squaw Valley hot tub party movie, and you introduced the song I Got You in that movie. What was it?
Well, you know what it was. You're talking about Ski Party.
Ski Party. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. That was before hot tubs.
We'll get Eddie Murphy to do that.
Here we got one here. Some guy called up, and this is a pretty good question. He asked you if the movie The Big Payback will ever come out on video. You got any idea?
No, that was a movie. The Big Payback was really a movie. It was really an album that should have been the soundtrack for It's Hell in Harlem. It was old.
Is that a Jimmy Brown movie or something?
No,
like
it was a Fred Williams movie.
Okay, all right.
But we didn't do it because we did Black Caesar.
Yeah.
And we came back for that, myself and the production company with the movie, didn't feel that the mood and the song were quite compatible. And I thought they were a little out of the way, so we just resolved it by me putting my record out as an individual.
Uh-huh.
And the record made such a big impact until until the producer hadn't been seen since.
I want you to know that question came from a guy who tells me he came close to naming his cat Maceo. So
really,
so he goes way back. He goes way back with James.
Well, we got a cat now named Leroy. You got to name a dog now. But we're strong now.
Now I want to find out. I want because we're here. We're kind of a different little station. We think that there's room on the radio dial for a radio station that'll play Jimi Hendrix and Ricky Lee Jones and the Allman Brothers.
I know what you are saying.
And James Brown and Sly and the Family Stone.
You're into it. That's all of it.
Stuff like that.
Well, that's the way I feel the station should be programmed, but I can't tell people how to do that. But
yeah.
I feel it should be what the people want. That's what it's about.
But it's one thing when we start playing like your records and the old Aretha records, and it's just like, man, these things are timeless in that they don't sound dated at all. They still sound as good today as when
like
they...
Like Shakespeare Funk.
Yeah. You got Shakespeare Funk is it. And I wanted to find...
To be or not to get funky.
So I just wondered, what is your opinion these days? And go ahead and cut loose. What do you think about the state of soul music as it sits here in 1991?
Well, I believe that we must not allow no trend to damage what it took to make this country strong.
Yeah.
Soul, country, gospel. And I feel that even though I kind of was a contractor with rap music, I didn't expect them to go so far into a bag where they would get away from music.
Yeah.
You know, I urge every rap entertainer to learn to play one instrument, at least one instrument, and try and do your stuff live. And if you're going to repeat it live, you know. I love the equipment. I like to play back songs on equipment, but when it comes to coming live and impressing, I'd like to see sweat and be concerned, because what you put in it is what you get out of it. And if you don't put anything in it, pretty soon you get nothing out of it. And the bad thing about it, our audience and our listeners and our viewers is getting nothing out of it.
Damn.
So I'm about soul music, country, pop, you know, where we are still involved. I mean, some things shouldn't be so automated.
Yeah.
Should be a little bit manual.
That's the deal. We're here. We're wide open to new soul music.
And, I see what you're doing.
And there's some good rap music and things like that, but we always keep going back to like that golden age of soul where the songs, it was like Motown, Memphis, and James Brown.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
I tell you, man, I tell you what. So,
and Eddie Floyd and all those guys, Jackson Pollock, those things are there, you know. The Sam Cooks and things, you know, Janis Joplin.
That's the deal. Yeah. They just don't sound dated at all.
No, they don't, because it was said the right way. You know, you can only say yes one way, yes. You know, and that it will remain that same thing all the time. Yes or no, whatever, you know.
Man, I could talk to you for a long time, James, because you're one of the guys. I mean, as I grew up and everything, I mean, when I needed to get down in the living room, I would get down to some James Brown music.
But was it a ski party, or was it a Tammy show, or was it, well, you couldn't get down to Blues Brothers, you had to sit down and look. But there's so many things that we had a chance to do, and I thank God for it, and it only can be done in America, and I thank God for that, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day it'll be done throughout the world.
And well,
that's been shown to people that our system may not be as good as we want it, but it's kind of the best thing there is.
Are there any tickets left for tomorrow night if people want to just go blaze on?
Well, I say come and see, because we may just come up with anything and do two. You can't ever tell, so come on and see. The door's open, and, you know, if you don't see James Brown, you'll enjoy somebody else. I mean,
yeah.
It could have been the other way around, you know.
Well, that.
But I thank God for being able to draw the people. But the tickets are going very, very, very fast, and I don't know how many left, but if you don't see me, there'll be somebody else there.
Well, that's right.
And I'll be back.
And we'll be happy to play this new song.
MacArthur Show, I shall return.
And watch out for these autograph hounds out here. You're going to get hit up.
Well, I see a lot of them.
So just write fast. I know you got to get... What TV station y'all going to here? We can plug that. If you're going to be on the tube today?
Channel 8 and Channel 2.
Okay, you got
it. See, we don't want nobody to feel bad. See, Roy Rogers, hold on, partner. Those are my friends, huh?
Well, I appreciate you dropping by this afternoon.
God bless you. And
God bless you, too. Way to come back.
I hope you live, you out there in Radio Land, hope you live 200 years, and I live 200 years minus one day, so I never know beautiful people like you have passed away. Put a little love in your soul,
and I tell you what,
let the good time roll.
Right here at the X, we're going to do our part to keep people pumping and perking.
Thank you very much.
With the sound of James Brown.
The attitude of this station is what we need in the nation.
I tell you what, you got to get back in the radio biz. Get yourself an empire of stations here.
Anyway. I don't need you, because all you got to do is just stretch out your programming, because the same thing I would want to do. I'd want to give everybody a chance to and a right to the tree of life, and that's what you're doing.
Sounds like a plan.
God bless you.
Thanks for dropping by,
sir. So long.
All right. James Brown, folks. Yeah, and like I say, if you want to go get torn up tomorrow night for New Year's Eve, there's one place you can do it. It's right up there.
Oh, Happy New Year!
They'll be blowing back the doors at Bally's. In fact, here is this song that NASA used to wake up the astronauts one morning. It's the new single off the latest James Brown record. It's called Put a Little Love in Your Heart. What is it? Is that it?
Put a little love in your heart.
Here we go. You're on the X, KTHX. Yeah, well, that was your extraordinary half hour here. Not your everyday half hour here at the X, if you just tuned in. Sorry about that, but just had a visit from James Brown. It's always nice when a guy like JB shows up and you don't have to drag words out of him, you know? Don't have to. It just, guy, he's looking good, feeling good, and that probably translates into a big crazy show tomorrow night at Ballot. I know last time I saw JB and the band, last time they were in Nevada, it was up at the lake, and it was, I don't know, 84, 85, something like that. There's just this, it was a wintertime show, a hellacious snowstorm going on. And we would have turned back for most performers, but me and my partner that night just said, no, we got to press on here. If we're going forward, I mean, it's going to take an 8-foot snowdrift to stop us. We have to plug on to South Shore. We did. We made it to the show. It's about half full because the weather was just beastly that night. Weather was the place was half full. And JB comes out for the final song of the night. Does like a 22-minute thing called Party Jam that made it all worthwhile. I mean, the guy brought it home. So, sounds like, from what I've heard in terms of the Vegas show that just went on in November, sounds like they're still doing that kind of thing. Doing a party jam that can just get people crazy and get people sweating. We'll be right back here. You're on the X, 101.7 KTHX. It's the band Shadow Facts and a song called We Used to Laugh. And now we just like point expensive automatic weapons at each other. It's 836 here, 101.7 KTHX. Hi, X Radio. Bruce Van Dyke here doing the show, cranking it off. Goodbye, 91. On a marble stair.